Welcome back to the Rochester Cybersecurity Podcast. My name is Haja Mo, and as always, I'm joining you from the vibrant, endlessly fascinating city of New York, a place as multi-layered and complex as the topic we're about to dive into today. Speaking of layers, have you ever walked down 42nd Street late at night, past the dazzling lights of Times Square, and felt the seam where the tourist gloss gives way to the grittier, more real texture of the city? It's a bit like moving from the surface web, the internet we all know and love, down into the deeper, shadowy realms of the dark web. Before we embark on today's digital descent, let me share a quick story. Just yesterday, I was at the Chrysler Building, gazing up at that iconic Art Deco masterpiece, when it struck me how much it's like the internet. From the ground, you see the grand, polished entrance, much like the surface web. But those upper floors, hidden from view, hold their secrets, reminiscent of the depths of the dark web. It made me reflect on the dualities we navigate, both in our beloved New York and in the cyber world. So, with that said, let's plunge into exploring the depths, digital forensics on the dark web. Unlike the lively streets of NYC, where the action is visible to all who walk them, the dark web is a hidden stretch of the internet, accessible only through special tools like Tor, which anonymizes traffic, making it a favored spot for those looking to operate out of the public eye. It's here in these concealed corners that digital forensics experts put on their virtual detective hats and go to work. Imagine you're trying to find a hidden speakeasy in the maze of New York streets. You'd need to know not just where to look, but how to gain access without drawing undue attention. This is the daily challenge for those investigating the dark web. They employ a mixture of advanced software and old-school detective skills to navigate these digital back alleys. Tools like Maltego, used for open-source intelligence gathering, allow these digital detectives to map out the hidden connections between people, groups, and websites in ways that most of us can hardly imagine. But the work doesn't stop at uncovering these connections. Once a trail is found, it's about carefully collecting evidence without alerting the suspects. It's like following someone's digital shadow through Central Park in the evening. You must be stealthy, deliberate, and aware of the landscape. This evidence collection could involve capturing encrypted messages, tracing cryptocurrency transactions, or unmasking hidden services, all without leaving a trace of the investigator's own digital footsteps. One fascinating aspect of working in the shadows of the dark web is the evolving cat-and-mouse game between cybercriminals and digital forensics professionals. Just as New York's skyline changes over the years, so too does the landscape of the dark web. New tools and methods are constantly being developed on both sides of the law. For instance, advancements in encryption make anonymous communication easier for criminals, but on the flip side, forensic experts are harnessing the power of artificial intelligence to crack codes and uncover hidden patterns faster than ever before. The stakes in this digital underworld are high, with cases ranging from illicit drug sales and weapons trafficking to more insidious crimes like human trafficking and child exploitation. The victories, when they come, are hard-won and deeply meaningful. Every piece of evidence uncovered, every ring dismantled represents a tangible impact on the real world, pulling back the curtain on activities that thrive in darkness. As we conclude today's journey into the depths of the dark web, I hope you've gained a newfound appreciation for the critical work done by digital forensics experts. Their role is not unlike the detectives walking the beat in New York's neighborhoods, protecting citizens and keeping the peace. It's a reminder that even in the darkest corners, whether of the city or the internet, there are always those working tirelessly to bring light. May the universe bless and guide you on your cybersecurity journey. I'm Haja Mo, and this has been the Rochester Cybersecurity Podcast. Join me next time as we continue to unravel the mysteries of the cyber world. Stay safe, stay curious, and most importantly, stay informed. Until next time, my friends.